Well, in our study, we've advanced to the point where we need to ask the question, what happened to the Jews? What happened to this mixed breed of people that were driven out in 70 AD by Titus, the Roman general? Well, in the 8th century AD, Jewry further intermarried with the Khazars. These were people who were a non-Semitic Turco-Mongolian race from Central Asia. And by absorbing this and the other nationalities we have previously discussed, Jewry had no right to be called a pure race. Certainly, they do not represent the true Israelite stock in the world today, which are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, and kindred peoples. Now, this is confirmed somewhat by an informative statement taken from the Armageddon Confrontation by Howard B. Rand of Destiny Publishers. In this book, he quoted a Jew himself who said, and this is Benjamin L. Friedman, a Jew, and I'm going to quote this. This is a long statement to read, but it's extremely important to understand who the Jews are today. So let me read it to you. Popular ignorance of the real basis of political Zionism is beyond calculation. Vaguely, most Christian Americans have the idea that the Jews claimed Palestine because it was the promised land in which they lived for a period of a few centuries that ended 2,000 years ago. And the thought of a people returning to its homeland seems emotionally satisfying and good. But here are the facts most Americans do not know. Political Zionism is almost exclusively a movement of the Jews of Europe. But these Eastern European Jews have neither a racial nor historic connection with Palestine. Their ancestors were not inhabitants of the Promised Land. They are the direct descendants of the people of the Khazar kingdom, which existed until the 12th century. The Khazars were a non-Semitic, Turco, Finn, Mongolian tribal people who, about the 1st century AD, immigrated from Middle Asia to Eastern Europe. There they created one of the largest kingdoms of their time, and at its greatest extent, it covered an area of about 800,000 square miles. About the 8th century AD, the king of the Khazars adopted Judaism as the state religion, and a majority of the inhabitants joined him in the new alliance. Before that date, there was no such thing as a Khazar who was a Jew. Neither then nor since was there any such thing as a Khazar whose ancestors who had come from the Holy Land. The Semitic people who established Judaism in Palestine many centuries before the Khazars became converts to the Hebrew faith did mostly immigrate from Palestine, but none of them immigrated to the Khazar kingdom far to the north. In view of this fact, what becomes of the cry for repatriation to the homeland? These Eastern European-speaking, Yiddish-speaking Jews have no historical or racial connection with Palestine, or for that matter, with the other Jews who existed in other countries for hundreds of years prior to the Khazar conversion. Now that's quite a statement. I wished I had time to read it to you again, but I simply do not. But Mr. Friedman points out quite clearly that the people living in Palestine in the 20th century have no racial or historic connection with Palestine, and that they are really descendants from a Turco-Finn Mongolian tribal people who created a kingdom called Khazaria, which existed in the 12th century. And you're going to have problems finding these people in your encyclopedias. Unless you've got a real old set, you're simply not going to find them. But these Khazarian Jews could just have easily practiced Christianity. But for whatever reason, they chose Judaism, and there's nothing that can be done about it. Obviously, if these people have no racial or historic connection with Palestine, they have no claim to the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And to pretend that these people do makes them imposters of those or those people who in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 who say they are Jews and who are not. If the people living in Israel today are the physical descendants of the Khazars, then you would think there would be some historical evidence to support this position, and so there is. I have many such documents in my possession from many, many encyclopedias, and I'm just going to read one of them to you. This one comes from the American People's Encyclopedia for 1952, and this is under the word Khazar. It's in volume 11, page 896 and 897. Now listen closely, folks. Khazar, the name of a people and an empire powerful from about A.D. 600 to 1000 in the area of the Caspian Sea. They were sometimes called White Huns or Turks from the east. The Jewish people became very influential and in A.D. 740 succeeded in converting the court to Judaism. A century later, the incoming Slavic-speaking tribesmen broke the power of the Khazars and scattered their people over Central Europe, where they were known as Jews. I'm going to continue with the quote. It is important to note that a large portion of the Central European Jews are descended from the converted Khazars. Early accounts describe these people as having fair skin but black hair. The amount of mixture caused by the frequent invasion of their land, first by the Persians, later by the Huns and Turks, must have been considerable. However, the dominant type is rather short, round-headed, dark-complected grouping, considered by anthropologists as being a variant division of the Alpine race. Well, here we. This is out of the American People's Encyclopedia. In other words, don't get mad at me again. I'm just telling you what I read. These Khazars were chased out of their land, Khazaria, and spread over Central Europe, and they were known as Jews. Now, that's what the encyclopedia tells us. These people are not descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are Mongolian Turks. Now, the quote that I've read to you clearly states that the Khazars were not of Israel ancestry, and the Palestinian Jews living in Israel today are a racially mixed people who have historically practiced interracial marriage and have become a multinational people. It has been estimated by some experts that over 90% of these people are racially descended from the Khazars, who again were a non-Semitic, Asiatic, Mongol, or Turco-Finn people from Eastern Europe. Now, this is no secret to the Jews. They fully understand their Khazarian heritage. Let me read to you from the third edition of the Jewish Encyclopedia for 1925. Here's what it says. Khazars. A people of Turkish origin whose life and history are interwoven with the very beginnings of the history of the Jews of Russia. That's just one. Let's look another one. Now, under the heading of a brief history of the term for Jew, in the 1980 Jewish Almanac is the following. Strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or a Hebrew. Now, did you understand that? It is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or a Hebrew. There is no connection because they're Khazars. In a book entitled Races in Europe, the author William Z. Ripley states under ethnology, quote, the findings of physical anthropology show that contrary to all popular view, there is no Jewish race. Our conclusion then is final. It is paradoxical, yet true, we affirm. The Jews are not a race, but only a people, after all. Perhaps now it can be understood why the World Book Encyclopedia states of these people. Let me read this one to you. The Jews were once a subtype of the Mediterranean race, but they have mixed with other peoples until the name Jew has lost all racial meaning. Therefore, I say unto you, they are not the literal descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, the fact that Jews are not Israelites is very well documented, and even some dictionaries understand that the Jews have no racial purity. For example, the Consolidated Webster Encyclopedia Dictionary for 1958 under the word anti-Semitism states, anti-Semitism, a form of agitation against the Jews. The term is used only in reference to the Jews whose ancestors were members of the Semitic branch of the Caucasian race. Although, by intermarriage, they have long ceased to be a racial entity, partaking, to a large extent, the blood of the people among whom they live. And again, I say to you, these people are not the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, while this dictionary does not understand the Khazarian connection, it certainly understands that whatever their race, they are not true Caucasians or Israelites, but they are a mixed breed of peoples. And from all of the above definitions and quotes, it can be concluded that since the majority of people in modern Palestine and those who call themselves Jews are descendants from a Turco-Finn, Mongolian tribal people from Khazaria, they have never been a Semitic people, and not being a physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they have no right. They have no right to claim the promises given to God's chosen people, Israel. They have no such right. However, the result of the intermingling of these peoples is today's Jewry. They live in Palestine and other parts of the world, and those, again, who are of Jewry are not the true descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But now you know, dearly beloved of Christ, why it is when we speak out against Phariseeism, why when we speak out against Judaism as practiced by the Khazarian Zionist Jews, that we are treated like we are supporters of Hitler. But be strong, O beloved of God, for Christ plainly told us in John chapter 15, verses 18 and 20, if the world order hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If they, and he's talking about the Jews, if the Jews persecute me, they, the Jews, will also persecute you.